Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Tonight, let your word come with power. Break the chain of somebody. Let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Jam your hands together to the Lord, please. Please, you may be seated. Your case is not too hard. Your case is not hard for God. Your case is not hard for God. Jeremiah had a case at hand, so he started praying. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. And Jeremiah said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you made the heaven and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm." I love that passage. That part said, "And there is nothing too hard for thee." Beloved, it's easy when we read it, but until it comes to your spirit, you will not accept it, because days of battle will come, days of affliction will come, the days when you'll be alone will come, the days when you'll be confronted with the battles of life will come. But let me quickly pray for you. No matter the situation you are in now, you will come out as a winner in the name of Jesus Christ. So as Jeremiah was praying, the Lord answered Jeremiah back in verse 27. Behold, 27 now, "I am God." He said, "I am the Lord God of all flesh." And it was asking Jeremiah back, "Is there anything too hard for me?" Lift up your hands and worship him, because there is nothing that is hard for God. Lift up your hand and say, "Lord, I thank you. The God I serve is not a weak God. The God I serve is not the God that runs from battle. Thank you, because your word is here and amen. And covenant keeping God, there is no one like you. I am not like that. Alpha and Omega, Jehovah, there is no one like you." What is the case at hand with you now? It looks everything is rough and bad. You know, right away, I remember the young boy that entered my office in the former church, and he said, "Daddy, I don't even have money for my cream." And today, that boy has a fleet of cars. If only you can see to your future how it's going to look like. That where you are now is not the last bus stop of your destiny. Do you believe? As I'm talking now, you might be a laughing stock among friends and mother's children. As I'm talking now, you might be a mockery. People will look at you and say, "He says he's going to church." Maybe you are even planning that, "Let me just look for eternity and forget about this girl." Maybe as I'm talking now, you want to throw your Bible away. He said, "This thing is a scam. They are lying to me. This thing is not working. Give me 5 minutes. Let me show you 5 to 10 points in the Bible that will make you to know that our God is not a scam. Our God is not a storyteller. Our God is too good to be true and faithful." Whatever you are going through now is a phase. This phase will pass away, another phase will come. Bible says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death," he said, "I shall fear no evil." That's a face. "Thy rod and thy staff," that's a face. Then another face, "Thou preparest a table before me." Listen to me. This is not the end of your life. There is still a table ahead of you. You will get there. No matter what you are going through now, you must remember, is there anything too hard for God? Ask yourself an answer. Is there anything too hard for God? If there's nothing too hard for God, then don't stop praying. Don't stop asking. Don't stop believing. Because your own day and time and season is coming. I'm still praying for one person. You will not miss it. God is asking Jeremiah, you that you are talking, is there anything too hard for me? Is there anything too hard for me? Answer. Now I'm asking everyone here, is there anything too hard for God? Let me show you. Follow me. This God, he made a way where there is no way. In Isaiah chapter 43 verse 19, he said, I will do a new thing. And now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Even I will make a way in the wilderness. I will make a way in the rivers. I will make a way in the desert. Wilderness, river, desert. Maybe as I'm talking now, it seems all doors are closed. According to Isaiah 43 verse 19, let me tell you, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. If we can open in wilderness, river and desert, hearken to the voice of God, God will open your way to it in the name of Jesus. How can he open a way in the desert? Because he is the Alpha and Omega. There is nothing too hard for him. He is the beginning and the end. He decides what happened on earth. Number two, check. He made Israelites to pass through the Red Sea. How can somebody pass through dry ground on a very large water? How come? Exodus chapter 14, verse 22. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them by the right and unto their left. How come? Because he is God, and nothing is too hard for him. Whatever problem you are passing through now, can I pray for 50 people very quickly? As the Lord leads, you are going to go through them, because I will show you the way out in the name of Jesus. Always remember, is there anything too hard for God? Did I share with you when I was in the University of Lagos? It's time to write our project. And the project in that school is not a joke. I did all I could. I couldn't do. So I said, let me see what's going to happen. I was going one day and Professor Ayeni called me and said, Femi, congratulations. I said, thank you, sir. He said, oh, your project is the best. I said, which project? He said, you're always joking. Go downstairs and see. Your project is the best. I went downstairs and they have received project. I know it's an angel that did that because I didn't write any project. Now, me, they tell you, I have seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion. That's what I'm telling you. If you are here, you are planning to start under God. I wish you were. I don't preach for you. I wish you were. If you come out with your life, come and tell me. That is one. I can tell you many and many more. I can tell about my visitation to heaven. Yes, I can tell you. This God is too good and is real. There is nothing that is hard for him. Your case is not hard for him. I have seen a tenant buy the house he was renting before. I told you the story. Hello, Pastor. I said, sir, are you here? I said, yes. I went out and I met him and his wife inside their small car. What happened? He said, the landlord has evicted. So I took them to the hotel. He, his wife, and two children. And they were eating. So I was going to look. So the Lord said, that house, you will buy it. And the woman is. Life is not to 3 years when he said, please, Pastor, come. I said, I want to buy this house. He bought the house and put the landlord in boys' quarter. But, you think it's over? You think you are going to trek and die? Abby? You think you are going to be paying house rent till you die? You are counting. When am I going to save and buy land in my life? You can't calculate it too. That's what I'm saying. You will not see the wind. But your valley shall be filled. There are some things. Your hard working and God is what is going to work it out. Can I pray on top of your head? Your case, your issue and situation, the Lord will resolve them for you in the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 49, specifically, the Lord made Goliath to fall before David. How come? And David put his hand in his back. All those want a drama. And took hence a stone. Go and use a stone against a soldier head. And slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. So the stone sunk into his forehead. It was God that threw the stone. And it fell upon his face. How come? Because nothing is too hard for God. Can I pray for you? Anyone that has turned himself to Goliath in your life. Any prayer that has turned himself to Goliath in your life. Just as Goliath fell down. I pray for you. They are all going down for you in the name of Jesus. I have faced battles in life. I was sharing with the pastors how one man rose up against me. Very powerful man in Lagos State. And he said, I will bring you down. I attended his burial. Eventually. Because he is God. Let me tell you, there is no case, there is no situation that God cannot handle. The day I saw, he said, before you were sick, he said, by your stripes, we are healed before we are sick. So I pray on top of your head now. What is your situation? Jehovah will resolve them for you in the name of Jesus. Let me show you the fourth one. The Lord opened the womb of Sarah. The womb that was no longer seen the monthly issue of women. How? Because nothing is too hard for him. So I pray for you. Anyone here that has been delayed in good things, in marriage, in childbirth, the Lord that is for Sarah, I connect you to that God. The Lord will set you even this year in the name of Jesus. In 2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 19, I read verse 21 alone. The Lord healed the barren land of Jericho. And he went forth in the spring of the waters and cast in salt therein. I'm reading verse 21. And said thus, said the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall no longer be dead here. Barrenness. How? Because nothing is too hard for God. Maybe you are from a family where they don't do well. Let me pray on top of your head. Whatever that has been done that has made your life to be barren and sick, today Jehovah heal you in the name of Jesus. The Lord heal your land, your body, your marriage, your career in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout a bigger amen. They give up easily. No, they give up easily. In 2 Samuel chapter 6, I read from verse 11 for you, just 11. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom within 3 months, turned him to a billionaire. This year, God can still bless you if you believe. I will be saying, what did they do? If they do for one hour, if they do ritual, let them be saying. I read for you. And the ark of the Lord continued in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And who bless him? And the Lord bless Obed-Edom and his house. Can I pray for you? It doesn't matter for the number of days you have been poor, for the number of days you have suffered on earth. When God says it's time, it is time. So I pray for you that it's your time, it's your turn and your season. That the Lord will prosper the work of your hands in the name of Jesus. The Lord will prosper your business in the name of Jesus. And what you thought, nothing can come out of them again. The Lord will bring great profits and make it blossom for you in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm praying for this evening, let me hear your loudest amen. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 22, some groups of three nations, they rose up against one city. All the enemies of Judah, before morning, God laid ambushment against them, and all of them killed themselves. Ha! How come? Because God, with him, nothing is too difficult. Verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments. This is what God's going to do against your enemies. Ammon, Moab, and Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Now thus saith the Lord, for anyone that believe God here, no matter the number of enemies that are gathered against you, no matter how many, no matter their feet in wickedness before, no matter the record they have in doing evil before, now according to 2 Chronicles 20:22, I pray the Lord laid ambushment against all your enemies in the name of Jesus. And one by one, they begin to finish themselves in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, you will hear of the story of their rising up against each other in the name of Jesus. You will look for them, you will not see them, because they will be smitten and silenced in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, shout the loudest amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All the enemies that block you from rising, all the enemies that block you from shining, all the enemies that block you from fulfillment, the Lord will raise ambushment against them in the name of Jesus Christ. All the enemies that make you look like you don't pray, all the enemies that make you look like God has forsaken you or that your God is dead, the Lord will raise ambushment against them in the name of Jesus. By their own hands, the Lord will kill them. Oh my God. I said, by their own hands, the Lord will finish them. And it shall be in record that they kill themselves in the name of Jesus. Then for you, the Lord will give you peace round about. If you are the one I pray for, shout three men and pack your blessings. Sit down. I'm still asking you, is anything too hard for God? It's only Pastor Paul voice. Is anything too hard for God? In Mark chapter 5, verse 28 and 29, the Lord healed the woman with the issue of blood. For 12 years, she had been going everywhere. People duped her, collected her money. Physicians, but they could not heal her. But one day, she met Jesus. He said, let me just touch the hem. The hem means the edge of his clothes. Even if it is the robe that comes out of his clothes, I am going to be healed. And she pressed. You have been pressing. You have been pressing. I am praying on top of your head. The Lord that healed this woman of her issue of blood, every sickness in your body, every sickness in your bones, every sickness in your blood, Jehovah healed them right now in the name of Jesus. You had two tremendous testimonies after the water we prayed on Wednesday. Two tremendous testimonies. See, this God is an awesome God. Whatever he has done before, he can do it again. Those are the ones that came for testimony. So people don't come now. Now I want to pray for you. That issue of blood did not kill that woman. Your issue of trouble will not kill you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I'm still praying on top of you. Your challenge will not finish you in the name of Jesus. This woman did not go to house or spiritual houses. She went to where she found Jesus. She saw Jesus and God changed her life. Now I am praying for you. Because you have encountered Jesus, I pray concerning your body, bones, and blood. I pray concerning your children at home. I pray for anyone that is sick, that is connected to this television program right now, that you are healed by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. That woman saw the end of that problem. Doctors must have told her that we are sorry. Maybe this is what is going to kill you. But she kept pressing, and Jesus healed her. Now it does not matter the report of doctors concerning your life. Now I bring the report of God to you right now. And I decree right now that you will see the end of that sickness in the name of Jesus. was in Lekki that wanted to marry a girl. And his parents said he was not going to marry that girl. Yes. But the father of the girl said he can marry. And once a woman is released by the parents, I've told you, and God said, go ahead. But when a woman is not released, even when God said, go ahead, don't go ahead. Because that woman must be given out by his family. By her family. But the family of the wife gave this girl out that, take, you have prayed, Abby, take, marry. So they couldn't do marriage much. They just went to court and they were living together. All of a sudden, the mother of this boy was sick. And he took his mother from Port Harcourt to Lagos. And they said the woman had cancer. I look at people when they say they have cancer or they have sickness. There is no how I can enter into your body and heal you. The only thing I can do is to pray for you and you have faith. There is no, I'm telling you. It's either you are healed medically or God heal you. Anyhow, I'm still praying for you. You'll be healed by fire. I know, so the woman was going for chemotherapy. She's been at chemo in the corner. And they scraped the mama's head. And so this boy, all his seed and tithe comes to my hand every month. And he cried to me and he said, sir, will my mother die of cancer? I said, I don't know. Because that name, I hate that name. I said, please help me cry to God. So we started praying. And the Lord gave us wine. You know wine now that we used to drink? Communion. That you drink on Sunday. You'll be gauging the one that is full. That you drink on Sunday, eh? So we prepare communion. I say, this is after water, this is our drink. She started drinking communion. And she went for a checkup. God is my witness, aligned on. And the doctor said, we can't find any cancer in your body again. And he called his son, and his boy said, are you joking right now? Weepingly or cryingly, he called me. And we all joined together to weep that God is too much. The mother lived for several years before going to meet with God. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday. So when I see people that we pray for and they are not healed, I begin to ask God, what's the matter? Why are they not healed? It is God that decides to heal a person. God can decide to heal you and there's nothing anybody can do about it. No matter the name of that sickness. That mama, before she traveled to America, she said she has gone to do one eye. She said she's going for another operation. I said, you are not doing any operation. Let us pray. And I begin to pray in these eyes. And she woke up and they said there is nothing in eyes again. Now God heal him. God feel heal you. If you don't understand English, God feel heal you. He go heal you. I don't understand English. I said he go heal you. So I'm showing you, has he done it before? So if he has done it before, he can do it again. Talking to people, I said, I don't argue with people about religion. I said, no, take your pen and biro. I don't argue. List what your God has done. List it. Have you finished? I list my own. Let's look at it. Jesus versus your bullshit. And I will finish. In Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 24, I take verse 26 out of it. God delivered Paul and Silas from prison. Are you in prison? Are you in trouble? The woman that they locked their children in China and they said they are going to die, ran to this church. This is your church here. This is your church. Oh God. And suddenly there was a earthquake. So the foundations of the prison were shaking. And immediately, all the doors. Please stretch your hand to this. Any door that has wasted your time, your life, and delayed your life, they are opening now in the name of Jesus. The prison they kept you from marrying. The prison they kept you from shining. The prison they kept you from raining. The prison they kept you from your glory to come to life. I command the prison right now to open in the name of Jesus. What gives me this audacity? Jesus has done it before. And so I command right now, every prison where they kept your money, your business, your husband, let the visa, let that prison door be open right now in the name of Jesus. And once the prison opened and every loose, everyone's bands were loose, your bands, your chains are broken in the name of Jesus. If you are the only one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessing. Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So if you ask him, what gives him the audacity? This is the audacity. Under 24 hours, in 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, God changed the lot of Samaria under 24 hours. Why and how? Because nothing is too hard for him. So I read, then Elisha said, hear ye the word of the Lord, O sanctuary. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. How come? Because nothing. So I want to pray for you. As the Lord lives, and as the Spirit lives, the Lord will change your lot from pity to praise in the name of Jesus. From sorry to congratulations in the name of Jesus. And from to thank God for your life in the name of Jesus. That prayer is only for you. If it's for you, let me hear your loudest amen now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm asking again. Has he done it before? Can he do it again? Good. In John chapter 2, from verse 1 to 10, Jesus turned water. He said, put water inside the jar. And he said, draw it and go and give it to the governors. He turned water to wine. Because this family, they are about to be disgraced. Anybody here under the sound of my voice, any situation that's about to disgrace you, any case that's about to mess you up, any problem that's about to make people to say, you don't finish for your body now. As this family were delivered from shame and disgrace, I pray the Lord deliver you from shame and disgrace in the name of Jesus. The Lord told me to marry. And the Lord said, marry November 22. And I told my wife, May, the Lord said we should marry. So we have June, July, August, September, October, November. And I've told you, stop sitting down that you have people. Look around you, where you get to, how many people have helped you? So the race starts. So every Saturday I started buying things. As the Lord blessed, I started buying things. Both of us went to Dumota together, carrying things on our head. Yes. We carry sote. And by November 1920, we have tried our best. So I said, well, I've tried my best. The remaining one, if God does not do it, shame has come. But you know what? Shame did not come. You will not see shame. Your amen is very, is doing like okra. I said, you will not see shame. Shame did not come. I told you one day that I took a card from Abaranje to Kotun to pray for somebody there in the hospital, and I didn't hold money. So I told you, your card man, why? I've forgotten money in the church. You know what? Will you wait for me? Send me one to my work. So I removed my wristwatch. I said, take the wristwatch so that I can know I'm coming back, or sell the wristwatch and be going. So he didn't go. He's still there. When I finished, 1 hour he was still there. I said, wow, you are still here. He said, I can't go. This is your wristwatch, too fine. So he gave back my wristwatch and took him back to the church, and we became friends. So every time when he's passing about there, he comes to greet me in the church. So this man, I was telling my heart that I was going to marry on a Thursday, and he came to my house on a Wednesday and said, Pastor, you know, be a better person. Now, for Ikotu, I hear say you won't marry. Ikotu, who told him in the Ikotu that I was to marry? He said, I can't ask you. You don't buy everything? I said, yes. You don't buy cow? I said, no. He said, my brother, my father, and a cow, they said. How much you get, make I go bring cow for you. All the money remaining in my life was like 5,000 or 7,000. He said, bring them, no problem. He collected the 5,000. He gave me 1,000 out of it again. And he brought me a cow that has hunchback. On the morning of my wedding, Madam Yellow and the Yellow Cap, there was no money in my pocket. And one man blocked us and said, I heard you are marrying. You are not a very good man. How can you marry without telling us? And he put money in my pocket 23 years ago, 50,000 naira. And the stupid people I call, one gave my wife 50 naira. Is it 50 naira? 20 naira on her head. 20 naira, I dodged my head. And it reduced 10 naira for both of us to be sharing it. And the Lord told me, you have money in your pocket. So I checked and I saw a bundle of money. So I told him, I start dancing. When I brought that pack of money, all the people that came with 20, 20 naira, 10 naira, 5 naira, 10 kobo, they left. God, it don't stay away. God, don't they deliver me from shame. Oh, yeah, connect to me. Let me pray for you. The God that delivered me from shame will deliver you from shame. If it remains 1 minute for you to see shame, I see God giving you something bigger than you can handle in the name of Jesus. I can see it's not for everybody, but if it's for you, can I hear your biggest amen in the name of Jesus? Sit down. If you check your Bible, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 from 9 to 10, the Lord changed the story of Jabez. What is your name? Can I pray for you that the Lord would change the story of your life? And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would have blessed me indeed and enlarged my cause, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou would have kept me from evil and may not grieve me. Look at that. And God granted. And God granted. And God granted him that which he requested. Can I pray for you today? If God can change the story of Jabez, so I pray for you right now. From whatever it has looked like, the Lord will change your story to the best in the name of Jesus. It's not by force. Check the Bible for me again. Bible me to understand the book of Daniel. These three Hebrew boys, they were put thrown into fiery furnace, but the Lord delivered them. Now I'm asking you now, which fire are you right now? Are you in marital fire? Are you in the fire of the wicked? Are you in the fire of delay? Are you in the fire of shame? I came to pray for you. Whatever fire you are going through right now, the Lord will bring you out of that fire alive in the name of Jesus. Check your Bible. Genesis 21, from verse 1 to 7. And Sarah said, the Lord has made me laugh. And people will no longer laugh at me, but they will laugh with me. I am praying for you. The Lord that delivers Sarah from long time delay. Now quickly begin to look at the delay in your life. Delay in childbirth. Delay in marriage. Delay in getting a job. Delay in promotion. Delay in fulfillment. Delay in rising. Delay in shining. Delay in becoming great. Now I pray for you. If God can do it for Sarah, I command right now, the power and the spirit of deliver your life is broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, because of the way you said amen now, every form of tears and crying and weeping in your life, because of the delay in your life, I command them to cease and expire in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm asking you, has he done it before? Can he do it again? Is your case impossible? Thank you, Jesus. In Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14, the Bible says, God changed the life of Isaac in a strange land. Are you watching me right now, or you are here and you are asking, I go feel make him for this life? Kai, stop asking stupid questions again. I want to pray on top of your head and your hand. As the Lord liveth, if you are still walking with those hands, as the Lord liveth, if you are still under a prophetic covering and instruction, those hands will make good money. That life will prosper. And you will do well in life in the name of Jesus. In the land where you are, even from Lagos, Nigeria, anywhere you are, you will prosper in that land in the name of Jesus. That prayer is not for everybody, but if you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear your loudest amen now. In Joshua 6, verse 27, verse 20, because it's long, the 1 to 27, I read verse 20. The Lord brought the wall of Jericho down, because that wall was blocking them and hindering them from possessing the promised land. The Bible says, so the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpet. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet. And the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell flat. I was small when my grandmom told me this story. So that the people went into the city, and every man stood before him, and they took the city. I pray for you right now. Whatever is standing as obstacle, whoever is standing as hindrance, whoever has turned to Jericho against your life and your rising, if Jericho came down, then I command they are coming down in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hard issue, every tough issue, every wicked issue, every case of it is finished. Jehovah is bringing them down for you in the name of Jesus Christ. If you are the one I pray for, let me hear your loudest amen now. I just gave you 16 cases now. 16. And I can give you 300. But because of time, what do we do today? The first one I want you to do is believe God. And I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. You got to believe. Most times I don't say what I'm going through. I will never tell you what I'm going through. But I just believe God. Number two, you've got to stop murmuring. You've got to stop murmuring. Number three, you've got to stop complaining. You've got to stop complaining. Stop complaining, John. What has your complaining? What has it done? Number four, you've got to remove your trust from man and put it on God. I would say, woe unto any man that put his trust. Commot your trust from men. Have the trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all, not some of your ways. Don't say I trust God in this area, but this area, no, I have to manage it myself. And it will direct your path. As you trust God, you will not be disappointed in the name of Jesus. The next one, you must have an unwavering faith. The three people I said, if God no comes, no problem, may we die. We know the vow. You must have an unwavering faith that God cannot fail. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe God that after this encounter, somebody's life and story has started to change right now in the name of Jesus. The next one, don't stop praying. And when you are praying, please always ask for mercy. Always ask for mercy. He said, have mercy on who I will have mercy on. Ask for mercy that God will show you mercy and answer you early. So that you will have mouth to talk. He said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom. If you have wisdom and I don't have mouth, what is mouth? Mouth is wealth. Mouth is money. There are places you are supposed to talk, even in family, you can't talk because you don't have kukushi. You don't have ego. I pray the Lord will bless you. The next one, you must submit to the will of God. Father, what do you want me to do? And whatever He tells you to do, you have to obey. He said, put water in the jar. Everything can fail. God cannot fail you. The day I read it, said, even when you are passing through fire, I will be with you. Try it if your friend or family will go through fire with you. You just say, keep managing, don't worry. Everything will be fine. He said, what I will be with you, I will never leave you
nor forsake you.
Ask for his will and no one obey whatever he tells you. Somebody say, I hear you. Obey. And look at me, the next one, you have to keep focusing. Focus on Jesus Christ.
Looking on you, oh Lord, I'm looking on you.
Commot your attention from anybody. Anybody can make mistakes. Make sure you keep focusing on Jesus.
Never, never let me down.
Bible says, righteousness exalts a nation. One of the reasons you cannot get me is that you can't get me. Jesus said, the Son of Man, when a friend and uncle came unto him, he said, no, see anything. Live a righteous life. Live a righteous life. Bible says, the path of the transgressor is hard. If you are a transgressor, your life will be hard. Remove your heart from sin, success, and nonsense. This year will be a remarkable year for you. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be faithful in whatever thing you are doing. God is watching you. The day of reward is coming. Be faithful. Live your life as if you are being monitored by the managing gadget of heaven. Be faithful. Be faithful. And finally, let me add this one. Be a worshiper. I was saying 2 Chronicles 20:22, as they were worshiping God. I was saying Book of Acts again, as they were singing and praising God. Things happen. Learn to thank Him. Thank Him for your life. Man will not thank God every time we complaining until he had problem with his he couldn't urinate, he couldn't pass wee. So he went to the suit and he had to put pipe inside his that small tiny pipe where man put. When he came back, I said, Alpha, he said, Modupe. I said, I thought you don't do that before. He said, I saw death. He said, him and death did like this to themselves. Be a worshiper. Always thanking. Remember, people that are better than us, they are dead.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord of my soul, Alpha Omega. You are worthy to be praised. There is no one like you. Alpha Omega. If not for you, where I've fallen.
Guys, I finished preaching already.
Where I've fallen.
Your pastor don't have good ending. Good ending. You will not have good ending. Not be winning because. Look. Let me tell you. You must learn to worship God. Worship God. When was the last time? Wait. When was the last time you finished eating a goosey and eba and you need and say thank you? I'm telling you. You will finish and say, now in this country. What happened with the country? Does prisoner know what's happening in the country, sir? You hear every time some family are under the rain putting blanket on each other like this. Be a worshiper. That problem, let me tell you, God will solve it for you. That issue, God will finish it for you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's worship Him, because with Him all things are possible. He has never failed and he cannot fail.
If not for you,
thank him.
Where I forgive.
Because his word is here and amen.
Where I forgive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where I forgive.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, in the next few minutes, I want you to pray in faith. I want you to believe God. Say, Father, urgently settle my case. Lift up your voice and pray. Urgently settle my case. Hey, somebody pray. I don't know your case, but you can cry to God. All these people, they had a case, but God settle their case for them. Is it house rent? Is it husband? Is it school? Is it visa? Is it business? In Jesus' name we pray. Father, as you change the story of Jabez, change my story. Change my story. Say, God, change the story of Jabez. And change my story. You can pray if you can pray. If you want to pray, you can pray. If you can't pray, be looking at me. You have done it before. You change the story of Jabez now. And you can change my story too. Change my story. Is somebody praying at all here? In Jesus' name we pray. I refuse to end this year without a tangible result. Lift up your voice and pray like that. This year, you will say, this is what God has done for me this year. This is what God has done. This is what God has done. God has answered, but God will do more. He will give you more. Hey, somebody pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. You see the prayer I pray for years. Say, Father, give me an anointing of ease. Say, again, let me hear you. To break through in life. Will you remember the prayer? Oh, yeah, say prayer. Let me hear you. And the Lord said to me, I should tell somebody here, I have commanded your helpers to help you now. Give me anointing of ease. So I can break through in life. Everything will not be hard. Oh yeah, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Anointing of ease to have great achievements. Anointing of ease to break through in life. Is somebody praying here? Somebody pray here. In Jesus' name we pray. When I was growing up, I have this habit among all my colleagues. No matter how things are bad, even if we are not eating now, I'll be telling them tomorrow, I will give you money. Let me say, no matter what happened in life, say, let me hear you. I will make it. Say, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and make that affirmation. You are not praying. Are you praying? No matter the situation, say it. Say, I will make it. My story will not be a sorry case. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise one, say, Father, show me what next to do with my life. An instruction, whatever, just show me what to do. Give me direction. Oh yeah, lift up your voice and pray. Show me what to do. Feed me more now. Tell me, son. More lesson. Show me what to do. Baba, me more. Show me, Lord. Give me direction. I need direction. In Jesus' name I pray. Praise prayer for 30 seconds or 1 minute. Say, let's say, Father, make me tell a better story this year. That means when you are talking about 2024, you say, it was 2024 that 24 like that. Make me tell a great story for this year. A better story for this year. I thought you are praying already. I thought you are praying. A better story. Not the same story. Not the same story. A better story. A better story. A better story. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray. Please open your eyes. I ask you again before we pray. Do you believe that your case is not hard for God? I want everyone to know, do you believe? Cameraman, do you believe? Pastors, do you believe? Choir, do you believe? Do you believe online? Let's all agree together. Bible says, where there are two or three are gathered together in your name, he said, whatever thing we decree and declare shall come to pass. So every case represented here, let God begin to settle them in the name of Jesus. That man said, help me. He said, do you believe? Jesus said, do you believe? He said, I believe. Help my unbelief. He said, if my belief, no gate. Help her. So everyone here that believe, I pray for you. God is visiting your case in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are that you are about to see shame, wherever you are that you are about to be disgraced, because you believe, God will surprise you in the name of Jesus. What needed to be done for your life to change, Jehovah will show you the way out in the name of Jesus. He said he makes a way in the wilderness, in the desert, in the water. Anywhere it seems you are struggling now, God will make a way out for you in the name of Jesus. It will not be 1 week, 2 months. From this night tomorrow, things are changing in the name of Jesus. Doors are opening in the name of Jesus. Help is coming in the name of Jesus. Heaven is open in the name of Jesus. Testimonies are flowing in the name of Jesus. As I've decreed, so shall it be in the name of the Father. You are healed in the name of the Son. You are delivered in the name of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for answering prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Come on, celebrate Jesus. With Him, all things are possible.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month, apart from the first Wednesday, is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakialaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakinolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.